You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mary Kay's last question about the two-pointer. Yep. It doesn't work. You're going to get criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, that's the fact, Jack.
Yeah, he knew it. I mean, I just think it was just silly to take a quarterback off the field. I don't care who your quarterback
is. Yeah, I disagreed with that idea, too.
Yeah.
You know, guy had just led a scoring drive. Had led two of them to get you back into the game. At the very least, you know, have him on the field. Personally, I would have had him under center. You know, that may
even if you want to do a direct snap to somebody else, they still have to account for him because he's on fire. I just don't understand why you would take your quarterback. Again, it doesn't matter who it is. Why would you take your quarterback off the field? I don't get it.
Are we seeing the beginning of the end of this offensive line? I think we are.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say that. I think Wyatt Teller has done a terrific job here.
I don't understand why they decided to
rotate.
Yeah, suddenly he's the guy that's the problem. Are you kidding? Seriously, are you joking?
Now he's hurt and he's out.
Yeah.
He will not play this week.
Silly.
Rankings I saw, he was in the upper half of guard play. Now, before he was, you know, absolutely near the top of guard play. But still, I didn't think he was the major issue. To me, it was the tackles and the injuries. Jack Conklin still in the concussion protocol. What happens with Joel? Ethan Posick with an Achilles. You're going to need a center next year.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I can't imagine Ethan healing up quickly enough to be your starter.
Or is Luke your guy at center then next year?
I don't know. There's a lot of work that needs to be done there at that position. Talking about Shedeur Sanders, and I love the terminology that becomes hot in the NFL. Now the terminology is on schedule or off schedule, rather than, the play call or the play broke down, right?
Yeah.
But if you're on schedule, that means this is the play. Off schedule means, oops. You know what? Hit the fan on that one. Can you make a play?
It all goes back to being big boned.
Explain.
When you say someone might be overweight, and you say, oh, no, they're just big boned. I mean, it's like, okay. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know.
It's all in how you, it's the words that we use to describe things. And they mean the same things, although sometimes people take things personal or they'll take them the wrong way.
Interesting to hear Kevin say, with the on schedule, we can move the quarterback a little more on schedule. And I think that might be something that could behoove Shedeur. He moves well enough that, you know, roll out, create space, do some things could help him, I think, as he gets more comfortable.
Sure.
And
just needs to know when to throw the ball away. That's all sometimes.
I like the fact that he said, you know,
he's getting rid of the ball significantly faster than it was when he first started. At least it feels that way.
It seems that way. I saw a stat the other
day. The illusion is that he's getting rid of it faster.
Yeah, I saw a stat the other day that said that was not the case, that he was hanging on to the ball like crazy. But at least it worked last game.
Yeah, I guess the only reason you think he holds on to the ball too long.
It was just under 4 seconds he was holding on to
it. It's when you take a sack. That's the time you think a guy's hanging on to the ball.
They said it was something like the second highest of like holding on to the
highest ball. Highest in the league to this point, the guy who holds on to the ball the second longest, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, there you go. And the Browns.
So what you're saying, Shador holds on to it longer than anybody else?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Camille. Do you think he's getting better?
Do I think? Yeah. I mean, it seems like he's getting playing on time. Yeah, but again, I want more data.
Camille's in East Texas. Camille, are you in Tyler?
Hey, Camille.
No, I'm closer to Beaumont.
From where?
I'm closer to Beaumont.
Oh, Beaumont? Oh,
God,
no.
God bless you.
Did you ever watch Jeff Phelps on TV in Beaumont?
I spent 5 years and 21 days there, Camille.
Okay, great. I'm between.
Where do you live?
I actually live between Tyler and Beaumont.
Huh, okay. What town are you in?
I'm in Newton, Texas.
Oh, I know Newton.
Okay.
Home of James Gully.
She doesn't seem impressed with your knowledge of Beaumont, Jeff.
I just dropped the James Gully nugget on her.
Maybe you didn't live there. I don't believe it.
What's up, Camille?
Yes, I know James Gully. Yeah. We call him Looney. Yes, he played basketball for LeBron Beaumont, then he went overseas and played.
Yes, he did. He had a fine career overseas.
Lodestar Sports, what's going on? What do we got?
Yes.
Yeah.
This thing they're talking about now, who gets the credit for how Shador played the other day? Nobody can think Kevin Stefanski gets that credit.
Who said that?
This 92.3 The Fan.
Someone on our stage, not on this show. Jeff and I have been sitting here talking about.
We've given credit to a lot of people, mostly Shador.
Yeah, I don't know. Once anyone said anyone's given.
The topic says who's on the ground deserves credit for Shador Sanders.
Oh, are you looking at the website? Yeah. Okay, that's why.
Yes.
Okay.
So, well, we think Shador deserves most of the credit.
Oh, he absolutely does. He's been putting in the work. And this is who Shador has always been. And for him not to get down in the red zone, that's where he really shines. He always had when he was in Colorado, when he was at JSU, even when he was at Drew. Of course, he's a rookie and he can improve. But this is why, and they call us a cult, they call us Shador supporters or whatever, but this is why it looks like sabotage to us is because whenever, like, he'd taken that team down and those two scores, and then you get right there, and this has been done. This is the third time. Mm-hmm. And you don't let him get the touchdown.
They were doing something, though, that had worked real well. I disagreed with it the other day, Camille, but
absolutely.
Renny Quinshon out of the Wildcat worked real well before.
Right, but have they watched the tape?
Yes, but they were trying to add a twist to it. You know, Camille, great to hear from you from Newton, Texas, home of James Gully, who used to kick Karl Malone's, you know what, according to Karl Malone. I was thinking about some things yesterday, and I thought, I'm looking for a little perspective on this. And, you know, a rookie quarterback is a crapshoot. I don't care if the guy was the first-round pick, the fourth-round pick, the last guy taken in the draft like Brock Purdy. It's a crapshoot. You never know what's going to happen. And I thought, we've had plenty of these guys, and I thought, you know, we've looked at them in the past and everything, but I wanted to get a little more specific. And I'm doing this in an effort to kind of, like, I hope, give some perspective on what Shador has done, and actually to calm everybody down, folks who don't think he might be the guy, calm down. Maybe he is. And folks who are absolutely convinced that he's the guy, maybe he's not.
Oh, so, you're going to make a lot of friends.
I'm going to point out facts. I know people don't like facts, but we're going to do that. So, Andy, here's what I did.
All right. It's a list?
It's a game, and you're going to play it.
Oh, boy.
I went back to 2012. Okay. Browns rookie quarterbacks in their first three starts. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I want clarification from you two guys before we do this. Should I count Johnny Manziel, whose first three starts did not take place in his rookie year? Manziel's yes. first three games, okay. And he played, he was the first three games where he was the only quarterback to play in the game went into his second year. All right, so I'll go ahead and do that. You ready?
Okay.
The guys that, and this is how many guys you've had as rookie quarterback since 2012. Brandon Whedon, Cody Kessler, Johnny Manziel, DeShone Kizer, Baker Mayfield, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
Plenty of them. So I just went for the basic stats, okay? Completions, attempts, completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, interceptions. Two guys were clearly the best. Clearly the best. They will present themselves. One guy was clearly the worst with an okay. asterisk. So completions thrown by a Browns rookie quarterback, and we went back 13 years here to Brandon Whedon in 2012. That's where we started.
Okay.
Completions thrown in the first three games. Wonder who had the most.
Where's Shedeur?
Well, he's not number one.
Okay, so this is just rookies.
Just rookies in their first three starts in the NFL, like Shedeur just made. The most completions thrown by one of these guys in their first three starts, the pride of Bakersfield.
Cody Kessler.
75. The least number of completions thrown in his first three starts, Johnny Manziel, 33. Okay. Shedeur was sixth, and Dylan Gabriel was fourth out of seven. Pass attempts thrown by these young quarterbacks, rookies in their first three starts. Number one was Baker Mayfield with 130.
Where's Shedeur?
Not second. Or third, or fifth. He was sixth.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Shedeur in these starts has thrown 87 passes.
Okay.
And remember, we thought they kind of had the training wheels on them in the first two games, and we wanted to see them take the training wheels off in the third game, and they did. So pass attempts, least number, Johnny Manziel, 66. And Manziel, though, his first three games were when he was the quarterback only. One was in his rookie season, two were in his second season.
Right.
And Dylan Gabriel threw more passes in the first three games. He was asked to. Remember, he had that 52-pass game?
Right.
Where it was just ridiculous?
Yeah, yeah.
Completion percentage. Completion percentage.
By a rookie?
Through the first three games started by the Browns rookies over the last 13 years, Brandon Whedon, Cody Kessler, Johnny Manziel, DeShone Kizer, Baker Mayfield, Gabriel Sanders. Number one in completion percentage. Who do you think it was, Andy?
I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm going to say DeShone Kizer.
Dano, who do you think?
I'll go Kessler again.
Cody Kessler.
Good answer. I just said Kizer.
65.7.
It was his question.
It was he had the most completions. I figured the completion percentage was the highest.
Completion percentage of 65.7 for Cody Kessler.
Where's Shedeur?
Not second. That would be Dylan Gabriel. That would be Dylan Gabriel. But again, people will say, and maybe rightfully so, he didn't throw the ball downfield, didn't throw many very difficult passes. Maybe that was what the coaches were calling. Maybe that's just what Dylan was checking down to. I don't know the answer to that. Shedeur was third in completion percentage. And Shedeur so far, 52.7 in his three starts, which is better than what he's, you know, because, I'm sorry, that Baltimore game when he had to come in and was 4 of 16, aberration. That doesn't count. Yardage. In the first three games by these guys making their first starts as rookies.
Where's Shedeur?
Who's first?
He's number three. Shedeur is number three in
Baker.
Yardage.
I'm going Baker on this.
And you are correct. Yeah. Baker Mayfield threw for 875 yards in his first three starts. And his first start was the fourth game of the season. So Baker had a little bit of time to sit and watch. 875 yards. Shedeur was third. Dead last, Johnny Manziel, 420 yards. Dylan Gabriel, sixth. Dylan Gabriel, 527 yards. You see what we're doing here? Touchdowns in the first three games by these rookie quarterbacks.
Where's Shador?
You tell me, Andy, where is he? Who do you think's number one?
Baker again.
Dano, who's number one?
Brandon Weeden, but I don't feel really good about it at all.
Number one, Shador Sanders.
Whoa!
Five touchdown passes.
Wow, you threw me for a loop the way you asked the question.
Dead last, Dylan Gabriel, who had two. Had two. Everybody else a little bit better. Weeden had three. Kessler had three. Manziel had three. Kaiser had three. Baker had four. And Dylan had two. Interceptions thrown. Mm-hmm. Rookie quarterbacks for the Browns since 20.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
12 in their first three starts. Who's number one?
Connor Shaw.
He's not one of the seven, Andy.
I forgot to throw
join it. Along, would you please?
I just wanted to throw it.
I'll go to Sean Kaiser.
Manziel.
Dan's on the money again.
Wow, you're good, Dan.
My guy Deshaun threw seven interceptions in his first three starts.
Just remember, he was throwing a decent amount of picks.
He threw seven of them.
Where's Shador?
Tied for fourth. A bunch of these guys threw two interceptions in their first three starts. Kessler, Manziel, and Sanders. The best with no interceptions thrown in his first three starts. Dylan Gabriel. Yeah,
Gabriel's
right. There you go, Dylan. There you go.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
So this little exercise shows us this. Kessler and Mayfield were clearly the best three, clearly. I mean, it's not even any question. The best of the quarterbacks in their first three starts.
Man, it seems weird to say that about Cody Kessler, but okay.
Baker is still in the league. Baker's doing just fine in Tampa, but he's not killing it anymore. Mm-hmm. They've had some issues, but he's playing just fine. He's made a lot of money. He's done a very, very competent job at quarterback. And Cody Kessler lasted 3 years in the league.
Hmm.
Keep this in mind.
So hold on to your hats. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Baker was, along with Kessler, the best of these rookie quarterbacks. And the Browns decided he wasn't good enough.
Neither one of them.
Well, they quickly moved on from Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved on from Baker when it was time to pay up. Because they didn't think he was worth the cash. And this is where I bring it back to Shador. And it's this. He's been just fine. And that means it could go Baker way, where you turn into a pretty competent or more quarterback. Or it could go the way of Cody Kessler, who was pretty dang good in his first three starts. You ready for this one, Andy?
Did you do wins?
Think about these numbers.
Did I just miss that?
Nope, I didn't do wins.
Okay, I was just curious.
Nope, I did. Well, Andy, the team stinks.
Were they all 0-3?
I You didn't. You asked me. You just asked me if I did wins, and I said no, and then you asked me.
But Shador got a win, so.
Yeah, I don't think they were all 0-3. Let me give you some numbers.
Okay.
One guy in his fourth career start did this. You ready?
Kind of obscure, but okay, yeah.
No, but, well, we looked at the first three because that's the only sample size we have for Shador. That's okay. Why I did first three.
All right.
Because he started three games.
All right.
If we took it to a fourth game, this guy in his fourth game was 33 of 45. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
For 372 yards, one touchdown and one interception, and it was against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who was it? Don't say a word, Dano.
Is it of the same seven choices?
Yep. Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. I would not have said that.
So think about it. This is what can happen. Johnny looked like a world beater in his fourth start. And Johnny obviously crashed and burned.
Yeah, he did.
So keep our fingers crossed that Shador becomes more like Baker, less like Manziel, less like Cody. And Cody Kessler, you know, played pretty well for a little while. Then he's out of the league in 3 years. Out of the league in three. I want to follow up a couple of things on what we just did last segment.
Okay.
Where we looked at the first three starts of Browns rookie quarterbacks since 2012. And again, I want everybody to keep Shador in perspective here, both good and bad. Cody Kessler's first three games as starting quarterback, okay? And remember, yes. Remember, Cody came in as a third-round draft choice. Nice guy. We liked him and, you know, did a nice job in college at USC and everything else. So he played big-time college football.
But RG3 was here, too.
His first two games, he did not play. He was inactive and did not play.
Mm-hmm.
His first start, he was 21 of 33 for 244. No touchdowns or picks. His second game, he was 28 of 40 for 223. One touchdown, one INT. Next game he started, but he got hurt, so I didn't count that one. I just went with their first full games where they were the guy. His third start, he was 26 of 41 for 336 and two touchdowns. Andy, those are three stellar starts. What the heck happened?
Who were they against? I think that's one of the questions I would ask.
Miami,
that's the first question.
Washington, Tennessee.
And that was Washington when Washington wasn't very good, right?
I didn't look at the record, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Click.
Yeah.
They were 8-7-1 under Jay Gruden.
Yeah. So they were.
They weren't bad.
They weren't good. They weren't bad. They were just were.
They weren't bad.
Okay. They weren't good.
They were all right.
They were okay.
Dolphins were 10-6.
Hmm.
Now, the Browns lost all of those games. And Tennessee, what were they?
We need hold
under
music.
Mike Mularkey, they were 9-7.
Wow.
So they
were all three
against teams with winning records. Yeah. And Brandon Whedon, who, you know, I didn't want to see here. I thought he was too old and not good enough. His second start, he threw for 322. So I hope Shador is the answer. God, would it be nice to put an end to this and have a starting quarterback?
Yes.
He had a big game the other day. Don't think, okay, that's the way it's going to go from here on out. Don't think that. It might. Maybe he becomes that guy. God, would that be awesome?
Hmm.
But don't get mad if he doesn't. And don't bury him if it doesn't. We've buried too many quarterbacks here. And as we've just seen, we've had quarterbacks who have had a really, really good start, better than Shador's, who lasted 3 years in the league.
What's odd is, you know, just looking back at all these numbers, we've only had two quarterbacks that have started 16 games. I mean, even when it was a 16-game schedule. Two quarterbacks that have started all 16 games in the season. It's happened three times. One quarterback did it twice. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's just to show you how often we have to change quarterbacks.
Yeah, quarterbacks get hurt.
Tim Couch in 01 went 16 games, and then you have to flash forward to 19. You had to go 18 years before you had another quarterback start every game of the season. And Baker started 16 and 19. He started 16 and 21. You know, your guy, DeShone Kizer, almost made it in 2017.
Played 15 games.
15 out of 16.
He missed one.
Yeah. It's just Brandon Whedon did the same thing in 12, but it's just It's just sad.
We've had way too many guys.
Yeah.
Todd McShay was with ESPN for a long time, did a lot of scouting. He's on a podcast now. Dana, what podcast is
he? He was on the Triple Option podcast with Urban Meyer, Rob Stone, all those guys from Fox, and the idea of the Browns draft position and Shedeur Sanders came up. Todd McShay had this to say.
I don't think it's in Cleveland. And I say that because I'm not convinced that the coaching staff wanted to draft him. And you could kind of see that they blocked with everything they had him playing or even being feeling like he was a player that they were developing. You know, I never got that sense that they were putting the effort in this season with Shedeur even as a backup to get him prepared for the moment that arose with the injury to Dylan Gabriel. Now, you know, obviously he played really well in the first start, the second start he gets nicked up. And so we'll see how that goes the rest of the season. But honestly, my guess is depending on what, you know, is it the same general manager, Andrew Berry? Is it the same head coach, Kevin Stefanski, next year? If it is, I think that he's playing now to get the attention of the other 31 organizations to try to get an opportunity, whether that's in a, it would most likely have to be in a trade or else he's going to have to ride out the remaining 3 years in his rookie deal.
If you're a Shedeur fan, you probably don't like the sounds of that.
There might be Shedeur fans that want him out of here. I mean, I would think that's the case. How they just don't want him to play in Cleveland, how they want to say that you look at these last four games and how the Browns set him up to go up against all these four juggernauts at the end of the year. And
well, they're
this
on
is
the
way. Yeah,
Cody Kessler can do it. So can Shedeur.
That's just too much drama, man. I'm looking at the whole thing, and I just there are ways to get this done better without having to worry about some of the things that they're doing. With being able to commit to a guy and not have to worry about some of the things that they cause a lot of their own problems when it comes to the drama. And sometimes just honesty is just the best policy, I think, especially when you have such loyal fans here in Cleveland. Like, we all believe that everything that comes out of the front office's mouth is a lie. I don't, but I know fans do because they're tired because they've seen the story over and over and over again. I feel like we're living in a loop. And we're just changing the last name of the quarterback.
The one thing that McShay said where he didn't get the feeling the coaching staff was trying to develop him this year, and I would say I understand that completely. Why? He was fourth string.
They also had two rookie quarterbacks.
He was the fourth string quarterback, and then they changed plans. Whatever the plan was, it changed.
Yeah.
Because within a couple of weeks, you don't have two veteran quarterbacks. You have two rookies. So all of a sudden, you've got to try and develop the other rookie. You don't have a choice. You don't have any other guys.
I think it's fair to say that there's just
it's fair to say that
they're not on the same page because they wouldn't have made this many changes if they were.
I would think that's absolutely true. And think about this: we've heard the words "red shirt season" thrown around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess when they drafted Shedeur, after already having Pickett and Flacco
and Gabriel,
that's exactly what they were thinking. And that's okay. It worked for Jordan Love, and he was a first-round pick.
Would they have been better off?
It worked for Aaron Rodgers.
Would they have been better off?
He was a first-round pick.
I actually don't think they knew the backlash that was coming by not making him more than a fifth-round pick. Does that make sense?
They were the only team that did, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody made him a fourth-round pick. Now, hopefully they've struck gold. Hopefully he's phenomenal. Hopefully he takes what he did last week, builds on it, and is even better this week against the Bears.
Would everything have been easier if they just would have flip-flopped these two guys, if Sanders would have been the third round? I agree.
Yes.
Why didn't they just do it that way?
Because they liked Gabriel more. I mean, you don't take the guy you like more after the guy you like less.
Well, now it's the other way around.
Well,
which makes me think the scouting was backwards on this.
Let me ask you this. Is it?
Is it
the other way around?
Now it is, yes.
I would think so.
Sanders is starting and Gabriel's on the bench. Yeah.
I thought when Shedeur got the opportunity, and I said it, you heard me say it, and you said, yep, that's the way to describe it. I wanted to see more.
When you start saying...
And they wanted to see more, which maybe they still like Gabriel better.
Okay.
But there's no way they could have taken Shadour out, and after what he did last week, he should certainly be the starter the rest of the year.
Jeff, if Shadour Sanders is their starting quarterback right now, is this not another swing and a miss at a quarterback? I understand
What do you mean, on Gabriel?
On Gabriel.
Oh, heavens no, Andy.
Well, because he was a third-round pick?
Yes.
Is that the only reason why?
Yes.
Well, it was a swing and a miss. I'm not saying it was two misses, but you drafted him two rounds higher.
It doesn't mean that he's going to be the starter when you draft him in the third round.
I'm not talking about starters, they drafted them for the scenario they're in right now. They drafted them in the wrong order.
I'll say it was a foul ball. You know, it was a swing and a miss. The 49ers trading first rounders for Trey Lance and then starting Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, the following year.
That doesn't mean as much as it used to either. That Mr. Irrelevant thing bothers me.
Last pick in the draft.
Yes.
Forget, that's just what the label is. Let me go back. Last pick in the draft.
That's more fair. When they had 20 rounds.
It's the same thing, though.
No, it's not. Being a seventh rounder who makes a team isn't unusual.
That's
a 12th or 13th rounder.
What they label it because it's a shtick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You used to get something for it.
Yeah, you used to get a parade. Larry Wonky.
Yeah. Bride of John Carroll.
Larry got a parade.
And Pitt.
Yeah. Larry got a parade.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.